Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, joins me here in Studio A. Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. They've got a production of a thing called Small House, No Secrets. It's a musical. Now, the Playwrights Festival, at least in the past, hasn't produced many musicals. They're big undertakings. What's the scale of this one?
Well, I would really call this a chamber musical. It's only six actors and a keyboard player. It's small. It's not polished yet. The subject is also relatively small. The protagonist, Liz, comes to Cape Cod to spend Thanksgiving with her beloved cousin, Eric. She brings her boyfriend. She tells Eric she's afraid her boyfriend is going to propose. And then unexpectedly and completely coincidentally, a woman shows up named Amanda. And it turns out Liz had an affair with Amanda in college more than 20 years ago. They haven't seen each other since. And Liz has been lying to herself about her sexual orientation ever since she ran away from that relationship.
All right. So the plot thickens kind of immediately there. So it sounds like the type of show where emotions, obviously, like this can run pretty high. That's usually a good source for songs, you know, as a musical. So tell us about the musical score.
Well, the music is by someone you're familiar with, Sonia Rutstein.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Disappear Fear.
Exactly. I think you had her on the show
in
December.
Oh, yeah, a couple times. She's terrific. Yeah.
She's internationally acclaimed Baltimore-based singer-songwriter. She co-wrote the lyrics with Jody E. Newsholtz, who's a professor at Carroll County Community College. She also wrote the script, Ms. Newsholtz. They are both first-time musical theater writers, and the material in Small House does provide lots of reasons to sing, but some of the songs are too short, and there are missed opportunities for songs. For example, there are lots of flashbacks of Liz and Amanda in college. They're played by younger actresses in the flashback. In the first one of these, young Liz and young Amanda get into a fight. And it might make sense to turn that fight into a song. In fact, a later fight does become a song. But this early in the show, this type of song would fuel the plot. It would inform character. Instead, young Liz has a comic song about her religious upbringing, making her feel guilty about having a relationship with a woman. It's a very funny song. But an additional serious companion song would also be a nice contrast. And there are other places that songs could go. There's an early heart-to-heart scene between adult Liz and her cousin Eric. She says, "Everything is so extreme. What about the in-between? I'm starting to look at the in-between." I mean, that even sounds like a song lyric to me. The final song is the richest musically and vocally. Adult Liz and adult Amanda are joined on stage by their younger selves, and seeing the younger and the older selves on stage together shows how far they've come, especially Liz.
Is this love true? Then you were gone. Now I can't carry on like we did before.
That's Kendra DeChantel Kaiser and Eva Hellerbach in Small House, No Secrets, a production of the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. So how are the performances overall? Those kids can sing.
Yes, and I want to say up front that the music director, Tony Corelli, who also provides keyboard accompaniment, does a great job. Not all of the performances are quite that skilled. On opening night, there was occasional off-key singing. There are two male characters. Cousin Eric is played by Brandon Richards, and you sense a real connection between him and Liz. The other male character is adult Liz's boyfriend. This seems to be mostly a comic relief kind of role. He's played by Dan Collins. The boyfriend is supposed to be a bit dense, but the character is really underdeveloped. We don't find out too much about him. The four female characters have a lot more to work with. The pairs, young and adult, do feel like the same characters at different ages. Molly Maine is young Liz, Annette Mooney Wasno plays adult Liz, Eva Hellerbach and Kendra DeChantel Kaiser, who we just heard as young and adult Amanda. That said, the portrayals of the younger characters come across as more natural. We do see the effect that 20 years of lying to herself and to everybody else have had on Liz. And we also see the ways that Amanda has stayed open and warm Young Liz has a song expressing her frustration with, rather, Amanda has a song expressing her frustration with closeted Liz. I don't have a sample of that, but what I do have is songwriter Sonia Rutstein, who's not in the show, should make that point, but here she is singing, Liz is not invisible.
Liz is not invisible. She is not invisible. Love is not invisible to me. Someday, even Liz will see.
It's our good friend Sonia Rutstein. She's singing a tune from one of her from her new musical, Small House, No Secrets. It's at the Fells Point Corner Theater. So you mentioned that Sonia and Jody Neusholtz are the show's creators. They're first-time creators and collaborators on a musical theater show. The show's structure sounds kind of interesting and pretty ambitious, actually, the old girls and the young girls and that stuff. How well does it work, ultimately?
Well, that going back and forth in time really does work pretty well. The show's directed by Miriam Bazansky, and she keeps that very clear. She uses modules for furniture. The module can be a bed, it can be a bar, it can be a chair. It's not a bad idea. There's no set designer credited, but it becomes very cumbersome to move these things. In terms of storytelling, there are too many blatant references to secrets and lies. Those words recur and recur. And there's some things that just aren't quite clear. Did Liz leave college and have a breakdown after she broke up with Amanda? And also, Eric is a photographer, but Liz can't bring herself to look at his photos. They're on the walls, but they're covered with shirts. She says she can't face the vulnerability in the photos. Maybe this is about Liz not being able to face herself, but it needs a lot more clarification.
So we're going to get about 30 seconds left, but in terms of themes, starting with the title, it's obviously a show about secrets, maybe the danger of secrets. Are there other themes?
Well, not keeping secrets also means being honest with yourself. It also gets into how times and attitudes toward gay culture have changed. The play is set in Massachusetts, and the more recent scenes take place a few years after Massachusetts became the first state to legalize gay marriage. But the show needs more fleshing out. It needs more songs and longer songs and songs in crucial places. This is the first show the Baltimore Playwrights Festival has produced by itself, not produced by a participating theater.
Good for
so
them.
They really believe in it. But, Tom, I guess you could say Small House, No Secrets hasn't quite yet worked out all of the secrets of musical theater.
All right. Small House, No Secrets. It's at the Fells Point Corner Theater. And as Judy just mentioned, it's part of the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. It's there until Sunday. And we've got information about the showtimes and tickets and all that stuff at WIPR.org/midday. So next week, we're going to talk about Henry IV. You actually saw both the first part one and part two in the same day.
I did. We're going to be talking about part two exclusively, but a big rep for Chesapeake Shakespeare.
All right. Looking forward to that next week. Thanks so much, Judy. See you soon.
Thanks, Tom.
That's it for us today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. We're going to look behind the headlines of some of the week's top national stories with Josh Gerstein, a senior reporter at Politico. Plus, we'll have veteran NPR hosts and war correspondents Neil Conan and Ann Garrels. They'll be here to talk about Between War and Here. That's their unique narrative collaboration with the musicians of Ensemble Galilei. It's been touring the country, and they'll be performing at Baltimore's Church of the Redeemer this weekend. We'll get a preview tomorrow. We want to thank Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch today. They're celebrating 75 years as Baltimore's gourmet grocer. Eddie's is making surprise workplace lunch drops every week this year as part of their year-long 75th anniversary celebration. For details, visit eddiesofrolandpark.com/anniversary. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's coming up right after the NPR newscast at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.